Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Musical poems will be our topic on this program. We'll hear a tone poem by Marie Barker Nelson, my poem for solo violin, Ida Gutkowski's Poème de Feu, Poem of Fire for symphonic band, and Norwegian composer Anne-Marie Orbeck's song cycle on seven poems, Hope at Blossom Time. Marie Barker Nelson is a Salt Lake City, Utah composer who was born in 1926. She began making up piano songs at the age of six and arranging vocal songs in junior high. At 17, she began attending the University of Utah, where she majored in music and minored in theater and art. She graduated in 1947. She began attending Yale and, with the help of Paul Hindemith, graduated with a Bachelor of Music in 2 years. Later, she received a Ph.D. in composition from the University of Utah, where she studied with Ramiro Cortes and Vladimir Usachevsky. Her compositions have been performed by many esteemed groups, such as the Seattle Symphony, the Manhattan Sinfonia, the Utah Symphony, the New York Chamber Symphony, the Czech Radio Symphony, and New York's Concordia. She has received a Barlow Commission, too. After her husband's and daughter's deaths in 1981, Nelson and her eldest son were left to run her husband's Salt Palace Travelodge. Nelson still found time to compose. In 1994, the Boston composer William Thomas McKinley discovered Nelson. He asked if he could record her work and began lining up premieres for her in Town Hall in New York City. She continued to compose symphonies, concertos, operas, and other works. In 1995, she was nominated for the Kennedy Center Friedheim Award for Orchestral Composition. In 1996, she was awarded a Merit of Honor from the University of Utah Emeritus Alumni Association. And in 2003, when she was 77, she married Wallace Grant Bennett. We'll listen to Nelson's tone poem for full orchestra, The Medeid, composed in 1977. It's a sonic portrait of the tragic characters in Euripides' ancient Greek Golden Fleece drama. Medea's explosive passion for her husband Jason and her jealous revenge drove her to supernatural atrocities and ultimately the slaughter of their two sons. The composer uses various musical themes to represent the characters and the actions. There are a tragedy theme and an ancient theme that serve as the introduction to the piece. Medea's somber melody is played by the violas. Then there is a playful children's theme, a Jacinth's theme, and so on. These various themes are then combined, suggesting the interaction of all the characters in the drama. We'll hear it performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, Robert Stankovsky, conductor.